First of all, Kids for Kids is what?
It is a dinner theater, and it's the best family-friendly event for an awesome program here that we have called the Early Childhood Intervention Program.
And explain what Early Childhood Intervention is.
Early Childhood Intervention serves children from birth to 3 years old who have developmental or physical disabilities, and they work with the whole family, providing therapies, occupational therapies, anything that can help that child progress in their development. And the good thing is that they empower the family to work with the child. So it's really a comprehensive program.
And taking a step backwards even a little bit further, the service area, since the name is Brazos Valley, how many counties are involved?
We cover, as an agency, a 7-county area, but with our ECI program, we also cover parts of northern Montgomery County and Walker County as well.
Any idea then how many families and people then would be served just in this one program?
In this one program, I believe through on a monthly basis, we serve an average of 300 children. And then on an annual basis, it can range anywhere from 700 to 1,700 children.
So is it all subsidized by fundraisers then, or does this help pick up what other programs don't cover?
This actually covers things that aren't necessarily covered by other sources of funding. This will help pay for things like special shoes for children or any special needs things to help provide the therapies that the children need that aren't necessarily covered by other funding sources. So that's why this event is particularly important.
Yeah, our funding makeup is about 25% local dollars in order to draw down the state dollars.
So it's in addition to picking up the loose ends, you can also use this for matching and so forth.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go back to more specifics of what's happening on Saturday night then.
So Saturday night at the College Station Hilton, this is the first time event to have it there at the Hilton for us, so we're really, really excited about it. There's a kids area. There's going to be over 7 different groups from throughout the Brazos Valley performing, and these are children's groups performing. We also have a college student who is kind of like a grown-up child who's going to be singing for us. And plated dinner, the works, and it's just going to be a great evening. Silent auction, just a great opportunity for families to come out and support a good cause.
Again, this is a Saturday evening at the Hilton. What time, and do you need to get a ticket in advance, and how do you go about doing that stuff?
Because this is a plated dinner, we are requesting that people purchase their tickets in advance, hopefully right now. Just go online and do it. We actually have quite a few reservations in, but got to get our numbers into the Hilton pretty quickly. So please go online to www.mhmrabv.org. You can click on the Kids for Kids logo, and that'll take you to our ticket portal.
And so, again, reservations are very strongly
very important.
Requested.
And the event is from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on Saturday night. So it's not too late for the kids. $20 for adults, $5 for children 6 to 12, and then kids 5 and under are free.
And this is and this is something where you come in, have dinner, and the entertainment follows.
Well, the dinner is actually going to be taking place during the entertainment. We really try to keep it like a live variety show for people.
Like a dinner theater,
mm-hmm.
then.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. And I'll even go off on the tangent to dress code, come comfortable then.
Well, our theme is Wild West, so I plan on wearing blue jeans and a hat, and if I can find some boots. So we, you know, come dressed up, dressed in the West part, and be part of the fun.
Again, we'll repeat Saturday's time and website location and the particulars here as we wrap up in a little bit. Again, Elisa Burton and Bill Kelly from MHMR, the Brazos Valley. Another couple of minutes, Bill, some other things that are going on in the operation that listeners ought to know about.
Just kind of a reminder, we serve adults and children with serious and persistent mental illness in the Brazos Valley, the 7 counties. We also serve folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities in the 7 counties. We're the authority. And then once again, the early childhood intervention, we're here in the Brazos Valley and in northern Montgomery and Walker County. We actually have a satellite office down in Conroe right inside the Loop.
Talk about some of the successes recently.
Successes, I go back to legislation. You know, it's always hard trying to keep a hold of the money that helps fund us, and we've done a pretty good job with our trade organization in Austin, and but it's still been pretty difficult. To give an example, the ECI program was cut $750,000 going into this fiscal year. However, they said we could bill Medicaid and bring those dollars in, but that's coming in about $250,000 short. So we're always having to make adjustments to ensure that we're still serving the folks that need our services.
And I'm guessing that the caseload is not going down.
Well, it's interesting. The caseload has gone down. They've changed the eligibility for ECI, so less people can get in now. However, we have to serve more hours, so it's giving more services to the fewer folks.
So is that resulting then in fewer? Is that resulting then in more people going without services, or they're being directed to other programs?
Well, we try to refer them out to other programs that can help them, but they have limited our scope of who we can actually serve and enroll into our services.
So, again, full circle back around to the Kids for Kids Dinner Theater, again, highlighting the importance of not only participating by showing up and enjoying the evening, but these are the type of events, too, that can also provide a little bit of education about not only what you all do generally, but specifically with early childhood intervention then.
Absolutely.
And I like to look at our ECI program as an investment program, because if we can help these kids develop to their full potential now, that's going to be less dollars that all of us as taxpayers have to pay on the back end to help folks. So this is truly an investment program where we see it pay off every day with the successes that our kids go through.
Yeah, and the phrase least restrictive environment, being able to get those people in that situation. Not only is that more independence for them, mm-hmm. but to a certain degree, it's selfish for the rest of us that they can interact more so.
Yeah, and one of the key about our program is we serve the consumers and the children in the natural environment. We're not office-based, so we go to them throughout all the counties and serve the kids and the families.
Okay, Lisa, let's get the particulars again on Kids for Kids.
Kids for Kids, Saturday, April 28th. The place to be is at the College Station Hilton from 6 to 8:30 p.m. You can get your tickets online at mhmrabv.org.